Hey, amazing listeners. Welcome to another Thursday. You are listening Azúcar Morena on CITR 101.9 FM. We are live from the unceded or occupied territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. And right now, you are listening Cruel World by Blank Cinema. Welcome again, and welcome as well to my guest tonight, that is Cosmic Treader,
Cosmic Threader.
Threader,
okay. Is my online handle. Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's great to be here at CITR.
He's going to be my English teacher today as well.
Am I the tutor today?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want to know?
just if my pronunciation is not right.
You sound great.
Thank you. So, I'm very excited and I'm very curious for to know many, many things about you.
Oh, no.
And the first, I don't know if you want to introduce yourself.
Sure, yeah. My name is Tim Vant. I go by the Cosmic Threader. I have a YouTube channel. And I am the host of the lowest budget show on the internet. It's called Gong Show Tarot, live to tape. And I know it's very difficult to be a host, so I admire what you're doing.
I know it is.
It's very tough. You know, you have guests, you try to line up guests, sometimes they don't show up.
Yeah.
You know, it's very difficult sometimes to convince people to come on a show like this.
Yeah.
Have you experienced that?
I try many times, but I understand. Sometimes you don't feel ready.
Well, and you get nervous. Like, I've been sniffing lavender all day.
You?
Yeah. Really? I have some lavender right here.
But you have lots of experience behind the mic.
I have a lot of experience, but I still get nervous.
Yeah.
But
oh, my God. I thought this is going to disappear one day, but I don't think
never.
So, right?
No, never, never.
Oh, my God.
It does get easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think also depends who is sharing the space with you.
Yeah, and we don't know each other.
No,
I mean,
this is the first time.
Yeah, so it's it's a little difficult if you don't know people that well.
Yeah.
If you have people on that you've known a long time, it's like, oh, you're just having a chat with a friend, right?
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
But you're very kind and very hospitable.
Oh, thank
you. In the green room here, you gave me a drink to try for the first time.
Mate,
yeah.
Mate, yeah.
Yeah, it was very good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to go crazy after this.
Really?
Yeah, for mate.
Oh, okay.
It's lots of caffeine.
Is it psychotropic?
Something like that.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
You'll see. Yeah. So the first question that I have is, I did some research, of course.
Yeah.
And I'm very curious, why did you name Cosmic Treater?
That's a great question.
Because I know what this means, but I'm not sure if that's the inspiration.
Okay. It's a name that it really just came to me.
Okay.
And it was around 2017, so pre-COVID days. I was living in Abbotsford at the time, and I was getting into tarot and reading spirit readings, card readings, oracle readings. And
interesting.
I started doing card readings. A friend of mine owned an optical shop, and she was an optician in Mission.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the back room there waiting for clients to come. And we had a little sign out front. And the name really just came to me. You know, it really just popped into my head. And I don't know where it came from. I don't know if you believe in God or in a higher power. But I think that is sort of what's at work when things just come to you like that. Have you ever experienced that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, you know, there's, but then it has another meaning, and, you know, cosmic threading is like sewing, right? So it's like you're...
It's a constellation, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it's like a combination of spirituality and astronomy, I guess.
Yeah.
From
I was
the words.
Reading about that.
Yeah.
And it's like another or horoscope sign or something like that.
Well,
it has another name, but it's called the same. That's like the old name. It was Serpentarius or something like that.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that. But
I read that, so
yeah.
I don't know if it's
the
way
I
same
see
thing
it is
or not.
I'm like a connector.
Okay.
So I like to connect people. I like to experience life as it unfolds. So for me, that's kind of what it means is just kind of like you're living life in a meditative state and you're just allowing the experience to happen as opposed to planning.
Okay.
You know, which is not the best way to live. I don't recommend it.
Why?
Well, you get into trouble. You know, you can get into trouble if you don't plan well. You know, your career might not unfold the way someone who's really responsible, the way it might unfold, right? If someone plans very carefully, then they might be very successful, but they might not necessarily be happy, or they might not necessarily be very connected to Mother Nature.
Yeah, because you just go.
Just you're always working,
you
know, or you're focused on, you know, something other than experiencing, living in the moment.
Yeah, you have to find the balance, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is hard sometimes.
It can be very hard. Yeah, for all of us.
Yeah.
Particularly right now.
Yeah, I know.
There's so much crazy stuff happening in the world.
And also, you are an actor, right?
Yeah, I've been an actor for a long time. Mostly theater, so I...
Okay.
I studied theater at Grant MacEwan University.
Here?
In Edmonton.
Edmonton,
yeah.
Okay.
And then I worked there for a time. I worked in children's theater and musical theater. I love musical theater.
Okay.
And I worked in Toronto for a time, and Manitoba and Winnipeg, and in Vancouver.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why, I don't know what was first, if journalism or acting?
I've always written, but acting was first for me.
Okay.
Post-secondary, yeah, for sure. But I've always been a writer, I think, at heart.
Okay.
You write too, don't you? You write for the magazine here?
No.
No?
I write for myself, and obviously I share, but it's more like poetry stuff.
Poetry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was also listening in one of your podcasts that you said nobody wants to hire a journalism or a writer.
Dirty writer. Yeah, nobody wants to hire a writer.
And I was thinking, oh my God, it's true. But as a writer, maybe it's just do it by yourself.
You're talking about my podcast, Channeling Hunter.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of a rogue podcast in that when I say things like nobody wants to hire a writer, I'm kind of taking a shot at what's happened with journalism,
mm-hmm.
where there's not a lot of truth being told, but not here,
mm-hmm.
but mainstream journalism. You know, it really feels like the corporations have bought most of the major networks and paid them to say what they want them to say.
Mm-hmm.
So on this podcast, that's quite a political thing that I'm doing, saying, you know, nobody wants an actual journalist, right?
Yeah.
So, and I think that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you're experiencing that, maybe.
Well, I'm just taking journalism.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody told me, Karen, please don't choose your career by your heart. Choose by money. And he's like, no, I did it.
Who told you this? Your professor?
No.
No.
No, another person.
Another student?
No. It's an older person.
A friend.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I did already once. And I was working very hard. And I did enjoy it.
Mm.
So now it's different. And it's like another chance for me.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. I mean, I'm not making money for this.
Not yet.
As you said as well, and I think it's in the same podcast, as a volunteer journalist.
Yeah.
But it's fine. I mean, I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. What do you think about that? The volunteering journalism?
I think you should write. I think you should write from the heart, always.
Right.
Always. You know, even if you're on the job. That said, I'm practicing what Hunter S. Thompson kind of invented, which is referred to as gonzo journalism.
Yeah.
Where you insert yourself into the story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of surreal because I kind of practice that. I don't know if you've read my Substack or not, but I've kind of practiced that a little bit recently here on campus with the Green Party because I happen to know Doug Gook, who's running in Battle River Crowfoot, and he's running against the Prime Minister, so he's trying to win a seat there in Battle River. And I, you know, Doug's a really down-to-earth guy. He's a real person, which I would love to see someone like that get elected, but you know, the chances of it happening are not very likely, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. The political stuff is, for me, it's something that is already, I don't know how do you say that in English, but something that is already organized.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very controlled.
You know, how
I
the
think.
System works.
Yeah.
So
in Canada particularly, you know, it's a two-party system pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe three if you count the NDP. But I don't want to get too political.
okay.
But my point was that I like to insert myself into the story. So it's like if you're reading it, it's like you're experiencing it from the point of view of an insider, right?
Yeah.
You're there with the people and you're on their side. You're rooting for the underdog. You're rooting for the people. You're never rooting for the oligarchs. And even though I don't necessarily agree with everything that the Green Party has to say, at least they're underdogs, right?
Yeah.
So theoretically, they would represent the people, you know, that are suffering. Like now it's very expensive right now to live in Vancouver, as I'm sure you're experiencing. Everyone's feeling this.
Yeah.
The uncertainty, everything, right?
I know.
Yeah. So I think we have to speak up in ways that we can. And when it comes to art and creating podcasts and writing, we have to take those shots where we can.
Yeah.
You know.
I something came to my mind, and I'll give it to you after.
Sure.
I was reading about that, talking about political stuff and art. I have a question about if the how or what the role those tarot play in your personal
in my personal life
life or even in your professional life.
To be honest, at this time, not very much.
Okay.
I use tarot to help people if they want it. I've given away a lot of free tarot readings. I've charged money for them, but it never feels good when you're charging money for it because it is kind of a spiritual thing.
Okay.
It's meant to help people. I think it's like any kind of spirituality where there's a light side and a dark side. And you'll see both. We'll all see both in our life because I think we make a choice. I think we can choose to live in heaven and we can choose to live in hell. For me, I like to work with objects a lot and I like to work in nature a lot.
Okay.
So for me, spirituality is just being around trees. I love being around trees. You know, I love being on, you know, grounding. What have you heard of grounding, where you put your feet on grass or in sand?
Yeah.
It's actually very good for us as human beings to be able to do that and just de-stress from, you know, whatever, you know, you're busy going to classes, running to and from classes or planning shows. It can get very stressful, right? So the more you can do that kind of thing. But in terms of asking the cards questions, I don't really do that for myself.
No.
No, not these days.
No, not even like once a month or something?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
But you don't forget about how to read it.
No, people ask me all the time, like on Instagram. I used to be contacted almost on a daily basis by people that just wanted some kind of guidance, and I'd pull a card for them. But I haven't been practicing it as much. I guess I've drifted away from it. And I see it as a game, you know, the way that life is a game. My show, Gong Show Tarot, it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek show. So the cards, well, they may point you in the right direction or the wrong direction. I think magic happens. I think interesting things happen. But at the same time, I don't think they should be taken too seriously.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends. So, because you can see, the listeners, they cannot see, but you have the Pocket Animal Spirit
deck. The Pocket Animal Spirit Guide.
Yeah.
And the Sea Serpent card already came out for you.
This is different as the tarot. Right.
It's not the same as tarot. This one is more picking your spirit guide.
Okay.
So we'll pull one for you and see what comes out.
This was the first one, right?
Sea Serpent came out, but I want you to cut this one and we'll see what comes out. We'll see what kind of magic can happen here on CITR.
Mercurio retrogrado empieza today. Start today. You know that?
Start today?
No. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Buenos?
I don't know. No, I don't know.
You feel that one?
Yeah.
That's the one. Okay, let's see what it is.
Okay.
The earthworm.
What is it?
The earthworm.
Okay.
Are you a gardener?
I don't know.
Don't know? Do you like plants?
Yeah, I love plants.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have too many at home, but...
So you're not a plant killer?
I like it.
Some people can't keep
them alive. Maybe I'm not the best, honestly, but I'm trying.
That's good. That's all we can do is try. So I'm going to flip through the book here and see what the book says on earthworm.
Earthworm. Okay.
Shy, hesitant, reluctant to share inner vision. We've all felt the waves of earthworm at some point along the way. The earthworm indicates a newbie or a novice working to establish confidence in a new field. You're an old hack, though. You've been doing this a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Others around you may seem wise and experienced, but it's important to remember that they once felt earthworm energy too. This card is a reminder not to be intimidated or lose hope. Mastery takes time, and you're on the right track. Well, that's good.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Earnest, intelligent, valuable.
Okay. Makes sense to me.
Speak up, risk embarrassment. So don't be afraid to risk embarrassment.
I'm always afraid. But even though I just do it.
And it's almost like two worms, right? Because the sea serpent. Okay, mm-hmm. This is interesting now. Sea serpent. Healing emotional wounds, expressing desires. The sea serpent represents the energy of expression, whether it's emotions, creativity, sensuality, or desire. The sea serpent helps us move and direct our energy into a healthy current. That's a good card.
It's
a very positive card. Is it hard for you to show emotion?
I think it was before.
Yeah.
But now I think I'm much better.
Coming out of your shell. Yeah.
And writing also, it helps me a lot.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you mentioned you do poetry.
Yeah. If you read it, you'll see. But I mean, almost everything is in Spanish because it's my first language. Mm. And I can't write in English, honestly.
Google Translate.
But it's not the same.
It's not the same. Yeah, no, it's not the same.
I hate it, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And talking about writing, I have another question about writing.
Okay.
It's here. I need to translate because it's in Spanish. What's the feeling when you are writing? Like in your body, what's the sensation if you feel something when you know, oh, I'm going to start writing? Mm-hmm. Do you feel something? Like, I don't know.
I feel somewhat anxious because I just want to get it out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if you don't get it down quick enough, you're worried that you're going to forget the flow of it. Sometimes it just comes to you all at once. Sometimes I'll get emotional. You know, sometimes things will make me cry. If it's, you know, an experience that's really touching. Sometimes I won't be able to look at things. Imagery, right? If it's something traumatic. I haven't been recording the podcast recently because of trauma, right? I've experienced some personal trauma in my life. So that's kind of been a block creatively. Even though
it happens,
I have plans to do episodes.
But you have it?
It's like a block.
But you can just done.
Sometimes it just doesn't flow. You know, particularly with this podcast, because I'm playing a character, and it's a lot of energy sometimes to play a character, particularly if that character isn't your natural rhythm, right?
Yeah.
Because now that you've met me and you've heard the podcast, you probably see a difference, I'm assuming. Yeah.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah,
very different.
Yeah.
Like I'm not a heavy drug user.
Yeah.
The guy on the podcast, you know, he's a heavy drug user, right? You know, I'm riffing a little bit on Hunter S. Thompson's personality because he was a really heavy drug user.
Yeah.
So I kind of take it into a different realm where he's high on things like daisy petals, right? Which is ridiculous. So hopefully that makes people laugh.
Yeah, it's very funny. So listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
What else? Okay, so we need to make some pause here, like go for commercials, and we'll be back.
Pay the bills, right?
Yeah, we have.
Or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
Do you want to advertise with CITR Radio and Discorder Magazine? Well, good news, you can. Our copies of Discorder Magazine span 6,000 square kilometers and reach 3 million inhabitants across 32 locations here in Vancouver. Advertising with Discorder Magazine means being seen from UBC to New Westminster. Along with print, we offer advertising online, offering you a viewership to over 100,000 engaging with our content. From radio ads to Discorder Magazine and our online presence, CITR and Discorder Magazine knows how to get you seen. Contact sponsorship at CITR.ca to get advertising today. Sponsorship at CITR.ca.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hello, listeners. We're back. You are listening to Azúcar Morena on CITR 101.9 FM. We are live from the occupied territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. And we have more with Tim. It's okay if I call you Tim?
Yeah, absolutely. You can call me Tim, yeah.
So, you're a singer as well?
I am a singer, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. I like to sing all kinds of things.
What's your favorite music?
I like to sing Frank Sinatra songs. I like to sing David Bowie songs. Even Ariana Grande songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you sing?
No. Well, I mean, I try, but I don't think I'm good.
Well,
I'm really good.
I'm going to try tonight. I haven't had too much rehearsal, but if you want me to sing, I'll sing a little.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to sing very soon, or right now if you want. Depends how you feel.
Let's ease into it.
Okay. What else we have for here?
Oh, and I am looking for a piano player. So if you're a piano player, I'm looking for an accompanist. Can they call into the show?
Yeah.
They can call CITR.
Yeah,
And you can get a message to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can, they can maybe look on your social media or
on Instagram.
Just here.
Yeah.
You said you're always around. You see, right?
These days, yeah, I'm up here.
Yeah,
I'm pitching some courses. I want to teach up here, and then I'm also want to take some courses.
So before you sing, as a journalist, have you changed the way you do or you write journalism, like in this
environment?
I don't know, days or, you know, because right now the society, it's very, I don't know, more delicate, if that's the word.
More delicate? You mean university society or you mean...
British
Columbia?
In general.
Or just in general?
I think it's more here, honestly.
I think things are changing. And I think traditional journalism, obviously newspapers, I mean, nobody's reading newspapers anymore. People watching the major networks, I think that's really changing. I think people are they're online most of the time. So apps like Substack, are you familiar with Substack?
No, what is it?
It's for writers.
Okay.
And I encourage anyone who's listening, if you're a writer, check out Substack, because I think it could be the future of journalism, the way that stories are told, who's telling them. Really, it's bringing power back to everyone, because there's no barrier to entry. If you want to write, if you have an idea that's creative, if you just want to have a voice, I think everyone deserves to have a voice. And apps like Substack, they do that. You know, really, there's no one saying, oh, you can't write about that.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay. Yeah. So it's just like a platform?
It's a platform. And it...
It's for free? Or
it's free. Mine is free. Like, you can find me there under Cosmic Threader. I don't have a lot of articles there. You can set it up so that people pay to subscribe.
Okay.
Sort of like Patreon.
Yeah.
So there are people making money. They're making a living doing it. I haven't done that yet.
I'm looking for your song. Have you traveled? I know you travel a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Have you been in Mexico or South America?
I would love to go down to South America.
Yeah.
I would love to go down there. Ecuador is on the list.
Okay.
Mexico for sure. I met a lot of people from South America.
Okay.
When I was down in the Okanagan in this province, because there's people that come there from all over the world, mm-hmm. to work in fruit picking. So picking cherries, mm-hmm. picking peaches. And it's a really more open culture than Canadian culture, just more happy.
Yeah, everyone said that.
Yeah. Canadians are too serious. We're way too serious.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, the humor is different, obviously. Something that I realized, I went to football game, soccer game.
We say soccer, yeah, football, soccer. Yeah.
And for me, it was, what is this? I mean, it's, you know, the vibe, the entusiasmo. Mm-hmm. It's, this is not a soccer game.
They weren't excited to watch?
Yeah, in Mexico or even Sudamerica is crazy. They're crazy
they
for
nuts.
Soccer.
Yeah, yeah.
In Mexico as well. But it's, for me, being a Mexican in Canada in a soccer game, it was, oh no.
It was boring.
I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't enjoy it too much because I feel a little bit under... I don't know. It was
underwhelming,
as I expect.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Is Canadians are kind of reserved, right, for the most part, and yet, you know, we have a lot of comedians that we've, you know, that have ended up being very successful down in America. So I guess that's you know, kind of ironic.
I know. And right now you have some like special project or
I have some projects that I'm working on. I'm still trying to get guests on my YouTube channel for the Gong Show Tarot. But I want to do a theater project that for now is titled Frankly. That's why I need a piano player, because I want to put together like a musical review of mostly jazz standards, like Sinatra songs, songs that people remember that are nostalgic. Mm-hmm. I hope there's still an audience for that. There seems to be a pretty good jazz scene in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been back for very long, but the music scene seems to be somewhat healthy.
Yeah.
You know, it's coming back.
So that's the project that where you're working right now?
Yeah, that's the one I'm developing right now.
Are you ready to sing?
Yeah, we'll give it a go.
I don't know which one it's going to be.
Oh, okay. Do that one. Let's try that one.
Oh, it's this one?
Yeah, do that
one. Okay, we'll see.
We'll see how this goes.
Okay, we need to wait.
Should I stand?
I can move this for you if you want.
I'm going to stand up. It's probably easier to sing standing up. How's the pickup on these? Do I need to be close? No, wrong one.
No.
Not that one. Go back one.
Oh, this one.
That
right?
one, yeah. I don't know why. Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on and fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide. Starry-eyed, once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear all the angels cheer, because we're together, weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flyin' honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly away. All right, you can cut it there. So yeah, obviously I'm still, you know, working on that, getting into that Frankish persona. So I'm not really doing a impression. And that's why it's called Frank Lee, right? Okay. So it'll be me playing sort of a Frank Sinatra guy.
But you have a great voice.
Oh, thank you. That's kind of you to say that. I mean, I'm kind of off the cuff with that one.
But I understand as an artist, you are very strict with yourself.
Yeah, so yeah.
I understand.
You want it to be as good as possible, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if you're not an artist, sometimes you have to be.
So yeah, if you see that show is coming up in Vancouver, please come and see it.
Yeah. And, I'm going to share with my friends that they are.
And I'll get you a free ticket. You can come in free.
I'll be there for sure.
Good. Yeah.
And because we almost have to go.
Oh no.
Yeah.
The show has come to an end.
Yeah, it's coming to an end.
You get an hour here?
Yeah. Something like an hour.
Yeah.
We're going to be back with some more music and some more of Cosmic Theater.
On Home and Haunting deals with the uncertainty of memory as a mode by which artists conceive and construct their films. Using the language of hauntology, which deals with the ways social, cultural, and political issues from the past haunt the present, and how it connects us to the unresolved state of capitalist violence across time and embedded into history, this program highlights three artists working within this realm of the indelible: Han Pham, Adam Garnett Jones, and Luis Andres Serrano. The works of these artists are ghostly. They inhabit places of the past only possible from the present. And film is a medium favorable for these hauntings. From August 11th to September 3rd, 2025, the Belkin's outdoor screen will show On Home and Haunting daily between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., a selection of films curated by Ogene Ofegor Obuoma. You can also join Obuoma and filmmakers Han Pham and Luis Andres Serrano at the Belkin Gallery on Thursday, August 14th at 6 p.m. for a conversation about their work. To find out more, visit belkin.ubc.ca. That's belkin.ubc.ca.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is ours!
Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So are we!
Tune in to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma, here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture, hosted by yours truly, the one and only
DJ Bruja, and the other one and only
DJ D-Rod.
Disclaimer, Viva Peru, El Momento para el Alma contains a high amount of llama content.
DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja are not responsible for a newly found llama obsession.
Catch us every other Sunday at 5 p.m. Besitos!
Okay, so this is almost the end of the show for today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you for joining me. I hope you can and you want to come back.
Yeah, I'll come back if you need
another show.
Sure, yeah.
And I don't know, before we leave, you want to share your social media.
Sure, yeah. You
can some more info.
Follow me on Instagram if you feel inclined. I'm at
everywhere.
Cosmic.threader. And it's like threading a needle. If you search me on YouTube, just search Gong Show Tarot, and I'm the first hit. And please subscribe, like, share, and comment.
What about if somebody wants to be your guest? What
a guest
do
on the show?
We need to have to be your guest? What you're looking for?
I tend to interview performers, painters, people in the arts generally.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm not going to interview a banker probably.
Mm-hmm. Of course. No.
Or a car salesman. I haven't had a car salesman on yet. Probably not going to happen.
Okay. So thank you for listening, Azúcar Morena. Enjoy the radio. Please keep listening radio. And
buenas
also,
noches.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Enjoy the sunny day if you're in Vancouver or in Canada.
It's beautiful outside.
I know. Yeah. It's very hot. And enjoy because this is not every day and it's not every month. Until next time.